It could be the Angel of Death, I whispered to my Cairn Terrier Napoleon as I peered from the peephole at the black, feather-winged figure on my front porch. I mean, today is my 30th birthday. The dark form shifted, and a bony wrist and hand came into view. The palm was extended upward, and the skin was shriveled and ghostly white. As my eyes traveled the length of the long, curled fingers, the hand lowered slightly, and I saw a sickening sight. A Mae West-style cigarette holder. I sighed and rested my head against the door. No such luck, buddy, I breathed. It's Glenda.
Open up, Miss Frankie.
Glenda O'Brien, my 60-something landlady, called in her sultry southern voice.
The birthday fairy's here, and she's got a surprise for you.
At only 9:30 a.m. on the Saturday I'd turned 30, I was in no mood for surprises. And judging from the way Napoleon was rubbing his eye with his paw, he wasn't up for any of Glenda's shenanigans either.
Like it or not, sugar, you're no spring chicken anymore.
She bellowed for the whole neighborhood to hear.
So let Miss Glenda in. She'll make it all better.
I was quite sure that she wouldn't, but I opened the door anyway. Along with the cigarette holder and the set of black wings, Glenda was clad in a studded black leather micro triangle top, a tiny tutu, and thigh-high boots. I couldn't decide whether she looked like a winged Hell's Angel or a geriatric Victoria's Secret model whose wings had been clipped. Is that supposed to be your fairy costume?
I just made that crap up so you'd open the damn door,
she said as she shoved a Bloody Mary into my hand. I eyed the drink suspiciously. What's this for? She batted her inch-long crimson eyelashes.
Aren't you hungover?
No, but I might as well be. She put her hand on her tutu'd hip.
The night before I turned 30, I drowned my sorrows in champagne. And I soaked in it, too. A bubbly bath does wonders for a lady's soul and her skin, you know.
On my private investigator's salary, I couldn't afford a glass of champagne, much less a bathtub full. But Glenda was an ex-stripper who'd invested her money in real estate and antiques, including the fourplex we lived in and the not-so-chic 70s brothel pieces in my furnished apartment, so she could afford to bathe in booze. In fact, she had a 6-foot-tall champagne glass in her living room for precisely that purpose. Actually, I wouldn't know.
Well, don't you fret about that, sugar, she said, waving a bony finger. Because this year, your birthday's gonna be full of fun surprises.
An alarm siren sounded in my head as she took a drag off her cigarette. What exactly do you mean by full of fun surprises?
I can't tell you that, now can I?
She exclaimed, exhaling smoke into my face as she spoke. I sucked down half the spicy Bloody Mary to calm my nerves. Despite her age, Glenda was as wild as a sorority girl at a Mardi Gras-themed mixer, so one of her surprises could pack a real punch, and not of the delicious rum variety. She tucked the cigarette holder behind her ear and stepped toward me.
Hold still, sugar.
I eyeballed the lit cigarette, which was dangerously close to my long brown hair. What for?
You'll see.
She pulled a crisp dollar bill from the waistband of her tutu and removed a pin from the teensy triangle of leather tasked with covering her nipple and areola. I, in turn, uttered a silent prayer to the wardrobe fairy that there would be no malfunction.
Now stick out your chest.
No way!
I shielded my breasts from both the pin and the ash that was now dangling from the cigarette. We lived in New Orleans. So for all I knew, she was about to perform some kind of stripper voodoo ritual to ward off the evil spirits of sagging and wrinkling. Not until you tell me what you're going to do.
Oh, quit your belly aching,
she scolded as she shoved her hand down the V-neckline of my beige sweater and pinned the dollar above my left boob. What's that for? I asked, feeling flustered and felt up. After all, she was the stripper, not me.